It really is a turning point in
A little more than 5 years ago, Buffalo Muslim spokesman Dr. Khalid Kazi told me this.
There is this culture of death in certain youth that has to be replaced with an ideology of life.
That was 5 years ago in 2009. Today, that culture of death has crystallized as a name, as a brand. ISIS has been killing men, women, and children in the Middle East for 4 years now. It claims to be killing for Islam.
But then you say, well, who are you actually killing?
Haris Taran is director of the Washington office of the Muslim Public Affairs Council.
Over 95% of the victims of ISIS terrorism, Al-Qaeda terrorism, are Muslims themselves.
Taran was a featured speaker this month at the Understanding Islam series at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Buffalo.
ISIS says he speaks for Islam.
ISIS does not speak for Islam. ISIS speaks for a death cult, a perversion. It speaks for beheadings, for burnings. Muslims speak for Islam.
But that can be a problem.
That there is no ordained ministry.
In Islam, there is no pope, says Khalid Kazi, no central authority in a global community that numbers 1.5 billion.
When extremists do not allow anybody else to interpret in any other way as the fundamentalists might do, it obviously is not good. And that's part of the problem right now.
It is a problem for Dr. Fuad Sharif of Amherst.
What do you feel when you see the barbarity displayed by ISIS?
It's very painful. It's painful as a human being, and it's very painful more because I'm a Muslim. I belong to the same religion. And that is what is painful to me, to see what that barbaric thing which is being taking place in the world.
The recruiting is taking place online.
Online, on social media. It is frightening to parents, especially.
And what has to happen is parents have to have conversations with their children. The mosques have to be willing to talk to the parents. Just like other, you know, when we have a conversation with the teenagers about gang violence and about, you know, sexuality, about things of that sort, we have to make sure we're talking to young people about, instead of dope peddlers, but ideological peddlers.
It is an ideology, experts say, rooted in the 8th century, before enlightenment, before modern science, when violence was a way of life.
All of our young people are at risk.
Pastor Tom Yorty and Westminster Church have been engaged in dialogue with Buffalo's Muslim community for 14 years.
The extent to which we are fragmented and don't have those bridges for mutual understanding and dialogue makes, I think, Muslims in this country feel more isolated, and therefore young people feel more isolated.
On Thursday, over 5,000 people gathered for the funerals.
The tragic cost of extremism became painfully obvious in the recent deaths of American aid worker Kayla Mueller at the hands of ISIS and the killings of three young Muslim American students by a neighbor in North Carolina.
Of 23-year-old Dia Barakat, his wife.
All of them young, all of them idealistic, working for a better world.
Those ideals and goals transcend our differences, and it's poignant and it's tragic.
It is an absolute shame that we lose such decent human beings in everyday life that is so positive, that's so productive, and that, you know, we'll miss for the rest of their lives.
The awful cost to everyone of extremist violence today. Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.